Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So let's get to some headlines. Hundreds of drivers were trapped in their cars on a highway. This is deja vu. Remember what happened in Virginia? Well, this now happened in Texas. So because of the icy conditions and the winter storm that's hit in the Midwest, hundreds of drivers got trapped when I believe there was a jackknifed truck, and there was two actually trucks that crashed, and I believe it blocked traffic for miles, and people were stranded over 15 hours in below freezing weather. Officials said the accidents happened early Friday morning on Interstate 10 as an 18-wheel traveling westbound jackknifed across the interstate near Kerrville, blocking the highway on both sides and backing up the road for miles. A second truck also swerved off the highway and lost control on the icy road. Now, they said the highway already was congested and moving slowly Thursday night due to icy conditions, but traffic completely halted after the truck crashes. Now, I'm kind of confused because people were stuck for 15 hours. How did that happen Friday morning? Yeah, we're already in Friday, so I'm a little confused how that... Oh, you know what? So this might have been reported overseas, so they're probably, yeah, but they, because obviously people have been stranded, it looks like they're just now loosening up. They say temperatures dropped to below negative 5 degrees Fahrenheit, and then people were stuck on the road in their cold cars, no food, no water, no ability to pee, and you only have, you can only sit in your cars for so long. You don't want to get carbon monoxide poisoning. Texas Department of Transportation said around 10 a.m. the roads were partially cleared. And then Kerr County Sheriff's Office reported no injuries reported following the accidents. Hallelujah. So eastbound side of I-10 was reopened. Now westbound side, the work is still going on and hopefully is underway. So why are we now seeing these conditions that are keeping people trapped, not for a couple hours that we've seen or a few hours where they could just get around and do a workaround, but we're talking about half of a day or almost a full day of people being stuck on the road? Is it because the weather's changing? Is it because we just don't have enough staff or crew? That's my guess. You know, we spoke about this, how we have a snowplow driver shortage, in addition to the labor shortage we have on trucks and tow trucks and first responders. And so when you do have a winter storm, when the storm keeps dumping, and then there's an accident, you know, luckily there were no severe injuries with this, but you would think things would get to, you know, be moved just a little quicker. So they say the temperatures continue to be below freezing in the area. Winter storm Landon is spanning 2,000 miles right now from the Rockies to New England. 95 million Americans are right now under winter weather advisories through Saturday, canceling 4,000 flights across the nation. The storm left 350,000 homes and businesses across Texas, Ohio, Tennessee, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, and New York without power. That's according to Power Outage US. You know, that's actually a fascinating website. If you want to know what's going on, like if you're, you know, let's say traveling, or you're trying to figure out where, you know, there's issues, it actually shows a map. In fact, Tennessee has it worse right now. There's 132,000 people with no power right now. And then in Ohio, 75,000, New York, 59,000, Pennsylvania, 39,000, West Virginia, 25,000, and Texas, 15,000. So it's a great site. They have these sites now. Also, these sites looking at, you know, flight cancellations. It's called Flight Aware. Let me see if I can actually find what's going on with flights, because some of you guys have flights this weekend. I'm not even planning on traveling anytime soon. You know, our friends are like, oh, let's do something in the summer. You know, and let's plan a trip. I just can't do that. I just think that something is going to happen, and any time I planned a trip, how many times have we had to cancel something? I don't know. I just don't trust anything. But as of today, 3,300 or about 3,400 flights have been canceled. Dallas-Fort Worth is one of the airports really heavily hit. Boston as well. About 51% of their flights have been canceled. So definitely not an easy time. Yesterday, there were 5,200 flights canceled. And again, not only is it storm related, but also we still don't have people very enthusiastic about coming back to work. So we'll keep you guys posted, but I really encourage us to start rethinking, when we go on a simple interstate to go to work. It just blows my mind that what happened with Virginia or what happened now can put you at such risk where you're thinking, all right, I'm going to get there in 30 minutes because that's what my GPS or my Google Maps said, and then you are stuck for hours. And we have shortages. We just don't have enough. We just don't have enough people. So what happens? What happens if you do get stuck? Well, one is stay in your vehicle. Don't leave the vehicle. You're going to become disoriented quickly. It's too cold. You got wind, snow, cold. They say run the motor about 10 minutes each hour for heat. While running the motor, they say open the window just a little for fresh air to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. And that's always a struggle because you're like, look, it's freezing temperatures, -5 below Fahrenheit. Why would I open the window and let that freezing air come in? The problem is if you lock yourself up and then you're running the motor and, you know, it's frozen and the temperatures, you know, provide sometimes a seal around the car, you could actually get carbon monoxide poisoning. I'm really amazed, thank God, that we haven't seen more of these cases considering people have been on these highways stuck for hours. Clear snow from the exhaust pipe also to avoid gas poisoning. You also want to make sure you are visible to rescuers. So if for some reason your car gets stuck, we're talking not, you know, you're on a road and the car is working, but that your car gets stuck, you might want to turn on the dome light when you run the engine, maybe put a bright colored piece of clothing up on the antenna or in the door so they could see you. And then after the snow stops falling, raise your hood so that people who drive by realize you need help. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'm a workaholic. I usually work 7 days, even if it's my day off. I'm always doing something else. I have multiple little jobs that I do, and I think all of us can relate. Our days off are almost busier than the days that we're working. But the one thing I've noticed is for those people that get to work 4-10s or 3-12s, they seem to be a little happier that they get to do the longer shifts and have more days off during the week. In fact, there's a lot of ER docs that work maybe 10 days a month. 10 days a month. They're long shifts. 12 days. Well, long for them. For me, I mean, my average day is 12, but that's okay. But, you know, they'll do a 12-hour day. And a lot of times, again, and remember, 12-hour day, you also have the commute. You know, you also have your paperwork and your, you know, you're charting, and then you get to go home. You know, so a lot of times those 12-hour days still turn out to be 14-hour days, but only 10 of them throughout the month, and you get 20 days off a month. pretty damn cool. So I noticed that a lot of people really, really like working less days and not having to be there all week. And in fact, people like it so much that there might be a law. Legislatures, I believe, let me give credit where credit is due, or maybe criticism. Representative Mark Takano, a Democrat from California, has nearly 100 members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus formally endorsing a, quote, 32-hour work week. This is a move towards a modern-day business model that prioritizes productivity, fair pay, and an improved quality of life for workers across the country. So we're not talking about you getting your 40 hours done in 3 or 4 days, like a 4-day work week where you're doing tens. It's the work week now changes. The rules now change to 32 hours. And then what would happen is if your employer wants you to actually work a 40-hour work week, they'd have to pay you overtime for those final 8 hours. So I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is this a good move or a bad move? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, the one thing that I am an advocate for is employee flexibility. So I've always loved the jobs where they say, look, just get this done. I don't care how you do it. I don't care if you clock in or you're at the office. I don't care if you do it from home. This is what I want to get done. I like goal-driven jobs because otherwise you just sit there on the clock waiting to clock out or you're playing games or whatever. So I like the idea of give somebody a job. If they do the job, they get paid for it. It's a good job. You know, and I just kind of like that, you know, and I don't like to necessarily have to be tied to a desk or tied anywhere. And so I think, you know, offering for those people whose jobs are like that, that flexibility is fantastic. The problem with it is overtime. Employers are already being taxed. They're already being heavily crunched, not only from all the COVID rules and them not making money, right, throughout the COVID pandemic and then having to limit volume, but also realizing that people need to be paid more. And so rates are going up. Wages are going up. So we have to be very, very careful what we're doing to business owners and employers, especially small business owners, because if you're already kind of hitting them with high healthcare costs, you're already telling them to pay for maternity leave, paternity leave, you know, make sure you give more sick leave. If on top of that, and increase wages, whether it's increased minimum wage or pay them more so they come back to work, if on top of that you say, look, you're also going to have to pay overtime if you're going to have them work 40 hours, you got an issue. And I don't know how much more employers can take. Now, I do frequent stores. I frequent businesses. I frequent restaurants. And I'm still seeing an understaffing problem. I'm seeing the majority of these places are understaffed. And so from an employer standpoint, they want employees happy. They want employees loving their work, you know, their work balance. But many employees want the Friday, Saturday, Sundays off. They want the weekends off so that they'll choose their 4 days to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Who's going to work Friday, Saturday, Sunday? I know people are saying, well, just pay them more. But when you have people working less shifts and you don't have that liberty of, okay, so we have 5 days, you know, for you to be on the schedule, then it starts to limit that flexibility because, you know, we had a caller talking about the lockdowns, how, you know, the lockdowns work and how, you know, if everybody locked down, you guys forget that our lockdown was not a real lockdown. Half the country had to work. Half the country had to be there at the restaurants, at the grocery stores, at the power company, at the cable company. So you might think, oh, this is great. I can lock down. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, it's fine. I can do my show. Well, who's helping me show? Who's working it? Who's producing it? Somebody has to be at the network. Somebody has to turn the lights on. Somebody has to make sure the power is going on. So, you know, we're looking at supply chain issues. We're looking at this labor crisis. We're looking at prices going up. If you start to legislate that we need to have people work less and then pay them extra to make that 40 hours, I think that could really, really I think it could turn things the other way, because we want to encourage people to work. We want to encourage people to love their job, but we also need people to show up. Right? We need people showing up. And, you know, one thing that I was always nervous about when I was working 12-hour shifts, I would do urgent care shifts. I wouldn't just do three a week. I would do more, you know, because I really wanted to make money. But one thing I was worried about is, what if I have horrible migraine? Or what if I have horrible cramps? Now, I can't call out. As opposed to having a shorter shift, you know, some people are out there going, yeah, I'd rather have a shorter shift. This way, if I do have a headache, I just have to make it through 4 hours. But when you are committing to a 12-hour shift, what happens if you feel ill? And then what does the employer do if you have somebody that can only work 2-3 days a week? So I'd like to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should we move towards a 4-day work week? Well, I'm telling you right now, the UK is looking at that. They're doing some pilot projects. There's actually throughout, you know, much of the Northern Hemisphere, they're looking at these trials to see how it would work with companies that do the 4-day work week. And many companies think this is going to work beautifully for them because people are online. There's a lot of companies that are going strictly online. So as long as you have people clocking in, or as long as their business only has to be open Monday through Friday, you can have the Tuesday through Friday group, you can have the Monday through Friday group, you can have, but essential businesses that need to be open on the weekends, I just don't know. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this measure that may go into that is going to be looked at in Congress will require, it's not going to eliminate 40-hour work weeks, but what it'll do is it'll make the work week no more 40 hours, 32, and when somebody is coming in on Friday, they get overtime that day. They say groups across several countries have experimented with a shortened work week, with some showing positive signs. They say a major study of the 4-day work week in Iceland was declared a major success. We spoke about that. They said participating workers took on fewer hours, enjoyed greater well-being, improved work-life balance, better cooperative spirit in the workplace, all while maintaining existing standards of performance and productivity. Okay, what about the psychology of all of this? Well, I'm going to tell you something, okay? When I started to lower the hours when I would be working in my office, because I had to do my show, and then rather than seeing patients all day starting at 8 a.m., I would start seeing patients at about 11. And so 11, 12. And so at first I was like, oh, I got more energy because I'm not seeing patients for 9 hours a day. I'm only now seeing patients for about 6 hours a day. But then the novelty wears off. You end up getting used to that extra time off. And then all of a sudden you do have to come in for 8-9 hours, and now you're out of shape. And some of you are like, no, that's not going to happen. The novelty does, the novelty did wear off, because look at all of you guys that were home for COVID. How many of you, after being home for about a year or two, were excited about going back to work? I think before we start to legislate, you know, smaller work weeks and paying, you know, people overtime if they actually do come in for 40 full hours, I think we need to get people back to work. In fact, I think if I was in this Democratic Progressive Congress caucus, you got to be a little wily about it. This is probably not the time for something like that to pass. I know everyone's worried, well, with the midterms, if the Republicans take over, it wouldn't pass then. But, I mean, you know, think about it. Yeah, this is just not the time with all the labor shortage. You know, let's get everybody back to work, see where employers are after they've paid them more. But if you just put all this on them so fast, I just see them struggling. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police are continuing to investigate a deadly shooting at an Aurora, Colorado church. The gunfire erupted late Friday night at the Igalia Faro de Luis Church during an event attended by 15 to 20 people. A 36-year-old woman died at the scene, and two men in their 40s were taken to the hospital with injuries. Aurora police spokesman Matt Longshore believes the shooter knew at least of the victims. Louisiana and 15 states on Friday filed a new legal challenge against the federal government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, arguing the dominance of the Omicron variant undercuts the justification for the mandate. Just over 10 million workers fall under the vaccination requirements, which apply to every facility that receives Medicare or Medicaid funding. USA Radio News. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine is now fully approved for adult use by both the FDA and the CDC. A CDC advisory panel giving the okay late Friday, and Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gave her final stamp of approval not long after that. The FDA has already gotten the green light on the vaccine earlier in the week. Pfizer's COVID vaccine won full approval in August. This latest approval comes as the CDC puts the number of fully vaccinated Americans at more than 210 million. A SWAT team and hostage negotiators are responding to reports of a man throwing objects out of a 24th floor window of Chase Tower in Houston. The downtown office building is the tallest in the city, and the window the objects are coming from is broken. There are currently no reports of any injuries. Find us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Sharice said she loves the four-day work week. She's been doing it now for a year, but the problem is on her day off, she does end up finding herself do work because the work didn't get done. So that is an issue. We'll talk about this more, as we see what happens in other countries and as we see what happens in Congress if they try to push through legislation for that. But I am hearing that, too. On your days off, I mean, I have the type of job where you just don't have a day off. There's just always something going on or a patient or news or something. So, you know, if you're on the type of job where, the world doesn't stop It's difficult. I live in Vegas, so we're in a 24-hour town. So you have to have somebody there at 2 a.m. You have to have somebody staffed at 5 a.m. You have to have somebody staffed at 5 p.m. And so it'll definitely be interesting. Now, I want to move and forward and talk about these truckers and the Freedom Convoy. Have you guys been seeing what's been going on in Canada? Well, the Freedom Convoy of truckers was started a few weeks ago because they have been forced to vaccinate in Canada, and they are trying to exercise their rights to freedom. It's called the Freedom Convoy. And what's kind of cool about what happened is American truckers joined their Canadian counterparts. Truckers have a bond. And it's, you know, to see people come and support other people's liberties is pretty, pretty cool. What hasn't been cool, though, is I think a lot of, there's been a lot of delays in supply chain. There's been a lot of, issues in terms of roads and access, such that people are concerned that Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada, would bring on a military response. Now, he has said, because he's been away isolating for COVID, and he left Ottawa because the protesters kind of blockaded Parliament Hill when they had driven across Canada to get to Ottawa. He had said that a military response right now is not on the cards. These remarks on Thursday followed Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly saying earlier this week that, quote, all options were on the table, including calling in the military to end the ongoing demonstration that some on the city council are calling an occupation. So basically, since last weekend, hundreds of long-haul truckers blockaded Parliament Hill in Ottawa, Canada, as well as a key border crossing between Alberta and Montana to show their disgust of, you know, them being forced to get a vaccine, as well as other pandemic restrictions. And keep in mind, these are people who drive a truck. They're by themselves. They're not around others. So this sort of theory that only unvaccinated people spread the virus, even though that has been debunked, because vaccinated people spread the virus and get sick. But if that's the going theory, that, well, vaccinated people will spread the virus, these people are in a truck for miles, for hours, and days sometimes. And if you're really, really worried about a trucker's health, help them with their diabetes. Help them with a lot of their back issues. Help them with some of the weight that many of them gain. I mean, you know, truckers face a lot of health issues. You know, if you're really, really worried about a trucker's health, I mean, we got a lot more to worry about than just a COVID vaccine. But Trudeau said the government must be very, very cautious about deploying troops right now on Canadian soil. There has been no such request to the federal government, but he said that any formal request for assistance from the city of Ottawa or Ontario will be considered. Now, attorneys for the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrators are demanding that crowdfunding platform GoFundMe release the $10 million dollars that was raised, $8 million, $10 million Canadian, $8 million US dollars that were raised to support the protests. The company froze the campaign. Not sure why. We don't know if it's because they had to bow to progressive pressure. Not sure. But that was before at least $10 million was raised. Now, mind you, these truckers out there are actually feeding the homeless. They're not just sitting there causing mayhem. They're actually cooking and giving food that they could be eating to homeless people that they're while they're there. I mean, they're keeping busy. And so, you know, people want to give them money to help support what they're doing. And this is one of the biggest demonstrations yet that we've seen near our soil on these mandates. And a lot of people, even though they got the vaccine, like me, I got the vaccine, I just don't like where our country's going or these other countries are going in terms of showing the papers, forcing it, because, you know, the vaccine isn't even the updated one. It's already outdated. You know, we're being forced to get a vaccine for a two-year-old virus. If we update our flu shots, why don't we have a new vaccine? There's so many reasons why people are like, I don't want to take another one. And so these truckers are kind of speaking for a lot of those people who are concerned about the mandates. They could be pro-vaccine. Many of those truckers might have been vaccinated. But this was about mandating and not letting people work. So the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms is a Calgary-based nonprofit law firm, is now representing the demonstrators, saying in a statement that it is working on behalf of convoy organizers to ensure all funds raised by GoFundMe are released to the truckers for their intended purpose. Now, GoFundMe froze the campaign. So GoFundMe, I guess, was asked by Daily Mail, who I'm reading this from, for a statement, and I don't believe they responded. So Trudeau and some of his Liberal Party allies have accused the convoy demonstrators of extremism, racism, and so one of the protest organizers, Tamara Lick, said, We're here out of love for our families, our communities, and our nation. These past 2 years, COVID mandates have divided us. This protest began because the federal government's restrictions on truckers' freedom. Our movement has grown in Canada and across the world because common people are tired of the mandates and restrictions of their own lives that now seem to be doing more harm than good. They are calling on all levels of government in Canada to end all COVID mandates and restrictions. We will continue our protest until we see a clear plan for their elimination. And, I mean, this has happened before where truckers, if don't tick off a trucker, they will drive their truck, leave it, or they'll stay in it. And this convoy is massive, and it shows that the moves that many of these governments are making are not that popular. And again, there has to be science behind it. Well, Facebook, apparently, a Facebook page, now that's been, I believe, taken down. According to New York Post, a Facebook page organizing a protest by U.S. truckers against vaccine mandates has been removed by the social media giant. And so long haulers are now upset about censorship again. The Freedom Convoy of Truckers, following their lead of Canadian counterparts, plan to drive from California to Washington, D.C. and do the same thing here in America, to oppose vaccine rules nationwide. The group's Convoy to D.C. 2022 page on Facebook was removed on Wednesday because it violated policies around QAnon, they said. So I'm trying to pull it up right now, and they say the content is not available. Trucker Jeremy Johnson, who set up the Facebook group, said his personal profile was also removed. So now he's going to contact a civil rights attorney to figure out his next move. He told Fox News they like to silence people that speak the truth. Brian Braze, who helped organize the U.S. trucker protest, said he's troubled by the alleged censorship without further clarification from Facebook's company Meta. Meta shares, meanwhile, dropped pretty badly over the last couple days. So, you know, mandates, even though they are the Supreme Court had overruled OSHA's overreach by 6-3, they're still in place for healthcare workers. Still, many private employers are mandating it. It's just not the federal government can't force a private employer who has 100 employees or more to mandate it. But private employers still have the ability, if they want to mandate the vaccine or not. And private employers, look, play devil's advocate, they're in a tough spot. Because if their employees say, you know what, I'm going to sue you for not protecting me by making sure all employees are vaccinated, they're in trouble. If they do force the mandate, they could be in trouble because some people have ADA reasons to not get it or, you know, so... Yeah, this is definitely not simple. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person. which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know why. I'm having issues with my camera. I think it's because the camera doesn't want me on it anymore. Like, can we get somebody better looking, please? All right. Big thanks to everybody listening. We really, really do appreciate you. All right. So, you know, the one thing that I keep hearing, maybe it's because I used to watch The Simpsons, is dope. I keep hearing that, and maybe it's not because public officials are saying it. It's because they're thinking it. And so we have just a little slight issue with those freebie COVID tests we got that were made in China, right? Apparently, with the freezing going on, or for some of us where the weather is going to get kind of high and hot pretty soon, the tests need to be in kind of that Goldilocks just right zone, or you're going to have some interesting results that come out of it. So we're being told that these at-home COVID tests, and I am very supportive of what Biden did in terms of giving everybody tests. I just am not that excited that they were made in China. I think I would have really, really liked, I'm sorry, my eyelash just falling out. I think I really would have liked it to be an American-made company. Also, aren't we supposed to be supporting American-made products? Don't we want made in America? Are we trying to build back better? So I am a little confused, but I get it. A lot of companies are, I'm sorry, my eyelash, I'm sorry. A lot of companies are, no wonder my camera's probably like, I don't want to see you blinking the whole time. So a lot of our pharmaceuticals, a lot of our medical products are made overseas, including China. So anyway, Biden bought a bunch of these, I guess, from a company made in China, or company has American offices. But the experts warn that the tests have to be stored not too hot and not too cold. So if temperatures are below 35 degrees and you didn't get your mail, or they're sitting outside, it probably already ruined them. If you are living in an area where the temperatures are going to be above 85 degrees and you think you're going to store them in the garage or don't do that, you're going to ruin them. They're very sensitive. So if a person has an outdoor mailbox and does not retrieve the test within a few hours of its arrival, the liquid cartridge inside the test could freeze and become unusable or be too hot. If you use a test, and since we're not really yet at that sort of temperature now, because I know a lot of you guys might be buying stuff and then they're just sitting outside till you get home. See, for me, it starts to get into the 80s by April, May. And so if I don't get home till the end of the day and something's sitting outside, it's cooking. Or if it's in my car, it's cooking. But for now, people are dealing with deep freezes, especially in the Midwest, especially back east. So experts warn that it cannot be stored at a temperature of 35 degrees or lower. So for those of you guys that were in Texas that were stuck on that road for 15 hours, and you guys might have had your COVID test, you're like, I'm going to bring some to my mom. If they were at all near cold, and I know temperatures dropped to negative 5 degrees, they might be useless. So they say this is another issue facing the test rollout. Many have kind of criticized the government for not happening quick enough. Like I said, people can criticize. People can criticize as long as they want. But my issue, and I honestly, we got to pick our fights, is I'm tired of hearing people say they tested negative and then they end up having COVID anyway. You know, we just spoke to Shirella Rufin, whose son, Zaire, had MISC. He was diagnosed with COVID, not first time around. But he had the MISC, the multisystem inflammatory syndrome. And he almost died. He actually needed heart surgery. And again, rapid COVID test negative. A lot of kids test negative. This is not cool. A lot of people are testing negative. So we need to do better with our testing. And I think the answer might be simple. It's because everything we have right now for COVID is based on the two-year-old wild type, possibly 2.5 years old. If that virus escaped from the lab or was in somebody's bat soup, if you guys are still on the bat soup theory, and that happened late summer, early fall of 2019, and then we had traces of COVID in America by November 2019, we are looking right now at a virus that's 2.5 years old. And we used that virus as our prototype for our vaccines, for our medications, for our testing. Now, the flu tests are still pretty damn good at picking up flu. So I don't think our COVID tests, in theory, would need to be altered every year unless they're just not working right. And I'd like to see some of the studies on how many people who tested positive, what day it took, and how many tests said they were negative. How many people, what percentage, 50%, 70% were told with their at-home test that they were negative? I'm not buying any more at-home tests until I feel comfortable that they're going to pick it up. There is no way what I had, right, in early January wasn't COVID, because I'm still coughing from it, yet I have 3 negative COVID tests. Now, who knows? Maybe I have Dr. Dahlia syndrome or something like that, right? That makes me really, really love glitter and a little googly-eyed. But, I mean, I'm having the same symptoms as any of these patients had with COVID. I just didn't trigger the test. Trust me, I dug in my throat. I dug in my nose. I would have even done a rectal swab. But I was like, you know what? I got a good sample. This should have worked. And who knows? Maybe that could be what's going on. The COVID a lot of us are getting is subvariant, baby Omicron. Maybe it's a new strain, and so maybe we're not triggering the test. But we really need to reevaluate what we have right now as our tools, because everybody's like, oh, we got all these tools, and we do. It's fantastic. We have a vaccine. We have these medications. But if people got sick, breakthrough cases, despite being boosted even, if people are not testing positive, the answer might just be that's because everything was made for the old wild type, a 2.5-year-old virus. And the virus has changed. It has mutated. There's multiple forms, but a lot of common spike mutations. So I really hope they start to work on that. So don't leave your COVID test kits out. They could get ruined. Now, vitamin D. Early on, which was brilliant of researchers, they found that people who were vitamin D deficient really got hit with COVID harder than others. Now, not all, everybody who had bad COVID had vitamin D deficiency. Asthma, heart disease, there was some back and forth with smokers. But an Israeli study confirmed that not only does vitamin D play a role, but people who were deficient were up to 14 times more likely to fall severely ill. Bar Ilan University researchers looked at 253 COVID patients from 2020 to 2021, and they found that of the severe cases, 87% had low vitamin D. Now, our vitamin D issue, which we talked about, is because we're indoors. Trust me, our vitamin D deficiency worsened. We're indoors. We're not getting sun. We're scared of melanoma. And me having like a pre-melanoma, yeah, I don't go out into the sun that often. We're afraid of aging. So here we are, we're inside. And we don't go outside as often as we should. And going outside makes us healthy. I could tell when somebody doesn't go outside. They just have this look, you know. And yeah, maybe your skin looks a little weathered. Maybe you look a little tanner. But honestly, the strong vitamin D, you know, that you could get from the sun is imperative. You can also get vitamin D from food. But many of us end up needing supplements. 50,000 units once a week, or taking 400 to 800 units a day. Get your vitamin D checked. The vitamin D might not necessarily be the sole factor for severe COVID, but it might be a symptom of you're this type of person that doesn't really get outdoors, that doesn't really exercise. Remember I told you guys I was watching a 1940s health video or film that was given to kids that they had to watch in school. And they had talked about, you know, the same thing we talk about. Healthy diet, fruits and vegetables. But they said, you got to get outside. There was something about staying inside that made you sick, which is probably why the Johns Hopkins study said lockdowns didn't work. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.